When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride, wherever you may be, on this beautiful and very much carefree Friday in the big city. A lot of people have the day off. Traffic, as Barry illustrated, getting here just in the nick of time, is light. Everybody seems to be in a good festive mood, including
I feel like
us.
Everybody's driving slow. Like, they're driving like they're on vacation.
They felt like it when I was coming over here.
It's like speed limit was like 45 on Highway 6. I felt like everybody was driving 30.
Yeah.
Sure, that was just the after effects of something you took and everything seemed in slow motion around
I meant today. Like, I was just driving around today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to know if you could pay $25,000 to have your or to have my cat cloned, would I do it? No.
I'm going to say no to it.
And then they wanted to know if you could get your dogs cloned, would you?
So I'm going to say this.
Buddy, you would have.
Bubba. Yeah, the dog that I had when I was single in Midtown that was like a son that was like had cancer and we had to put – I think Lisa would be on board with me too. That dog was just special. He was just like a human being, and I would have considered that, especially since I actually – paid for chemo to try and keep him alive and health and happy. But that's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a ton.
And when you talk about in vitro these days, getting into the 20 to 30 grand range, I think that's a little bit much.
I love my cat, but no, I wouldn't clone him
especially
to keep him around.
I mean, for me, that would be, if you clone him, does that mean he goes through the same health problems? He or she goes through the same health problems again?
Yeah.
Because I don't know if I'd want to be able to go through the... I haven't had that yet, so...
Plus, I just feel like that's not... I don't know. That's kind of weird.
It kind of is.
Right? Like, it's not really the same cat. It's close.
It's a replica.
And aren't you kind of trumping Mother Nature in a way? Or trying
There's
to?
There's that. Some people say you're playing God. Some people say you're, going against the natural cycle of life. It just would seem kind of weird... Knowing that, all right, you have some of the same. Let's just get another cat. Nora, when this cat dies, she's like, no more animals. I'm like, no, we're getting animals. I'm getting a dog. I have waited damn near 21 years to get a dog. You do realize how much hell I catch every day at the station?
You can't have a yard like Barry's. You can't have a yard like Barry's and not have a dog?
I'm getting my manhood back.
Good luck with that.
That was too far.
Like a little poodle or something.
A little Chorky?
Yeah.
Chorky.
A little Chortle or
a Labradoodle.
Get a Yorkie, man.
I'm getting a Doberman. That's the dog I've always wanted.
Those are great
dogs. That's the dog I'm getting. Period. End of story. No questions.
Those are great dogs.
Period. Yeah. Yep. That's
Fair
it.
Enough.
That's what I'm getting.
Okay.
And I'm all cropping right. his ears so all the PETA people can kiss my ass.
There you go.
And
nope. Nope. My sister's one thing. Don't go there. we'll leave that sacred ground alone.
Okay. Is she's going to be mad if I do that?
I don't know. I mean, she'll probably help you find a dog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool. I don't want a rescue, though.
See?
I want one from, good stock. I don't want...
So you're going to purebred it.
I don't want some...
Now, Lisa will not help you with
raggly ass rescue dog.
Oh, no. They have, for every breed, they have... purebred rescues, so they have.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
now are they? But I want a puppy too. I want him to grow with me.
We just recently helped a former coworker of ours who was looking for a specific breed, and there was that breed. I forget which breed it was, but let's just say for example, it's Labradors, and it would say Labrador Rescues of Katie, and then you contact Labrador Rescues of Katie, and they take in constantly,
you know, either labs that are pregnant or labs that have had puppies that they can verify a pure. They have all different kinds. So it is possible.
Well, I would consider that route then.
Yeah.
Because it would be a hell of a lot cheaper because Dobermans are not cheap.
No. None of these dogs that are purebred these days are.
Because when, before we got our second cat and we just had the one, he was still kind of young. So I was still okay if we had introduced a dog at the time. And then we looked and I want to say it was like over $1,000.
Oh, no, I don't think there's any purebred breed that isn't. I think when you start looking, a buddy of mine breeds American Bulldogs that actually do like sled pulling and things like that. And he has this whole American breeding thing on the side. He gets probably $1,000 to $1,500 a pup. And then
what?
And then he had a contact that he knew. There's some like blue da 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 kind of dog.
Blue heeler?
Maybe, but it was, he got one that had a hair lip that was going to need a surgery, so the guy couldn't sell it as purebred and get full price.
That wasn't funny.
But he brought it over to the house one day, and Lisa and I are like, you know, Lisa's playing with the dog. We're talking to him about it. And I go, so what's so special about this dog? He goes, well, if the dog didn't need the hair lip surgery, it would probably cost $5,000 to like $8,500 per dog. I'm like, oh, good Lord.
I'm sorry. And it should not be that funny that the dog has a hair lip. I can just even out. Foof. Foof.
I can show you.
He barks with a
lisp. He can send pictures, but yeah.
Foof. Foof. It's like, bro, we got to get that fixed. It feels not right.
When you get.
That's not intimidating at all.
Sylvester to the cat.
Oh, God. That just made me laugh. Somebody wanted to know too about y'all's dogs and the fireworks. Did they freak out?
Mine does, for sure.
Yeah.
Really?
I had one that did. The rest of them were all pretty cool. One, the Chihuahua, every so often barked. And the Chihuahua was in bed with Lisa, so I was fine with it. And then one of our other dogs, during the finales, it got a little bit much where she got a little freaked out, and I just had to bring her on the couch and just chill her out a little bit.
Somebody had a good point. Like, the dogs, I mean, we get rain and thunderstorms all the time. You'd think they would kind of get used to all of it, but.
But it's not as constant. With a fire, you know, with a fireworks display, you're having, you know, the brights and the noises every 5 to 7 seconds. Whereas lightning is pretty, it's still, even if in a good rainstorm, it's spaced out a little bit.
Oh, not the other day. I want to say Sunday or Monday or something like that. Boy,
we got back to back.
We got a huge lightning storm, thunderstorm that came through. It was bad.
But
a
lot of dogs just run. 20 to 30 minutes.
No, it did.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I see a lot of dogs will just run in a situation. Like, if there's open space, they'll just start running.
Really?
Like, my dog would just start running. If it was a situation, like, if it wasn't in the house, it would just start running.
That's what they say. They say a lot fireworks of these dogs, too. The fireworks are so traumatic for them, they just take off. And then when the fireworks end, they end up not knowing where they are. And they end up in shelters. And
it almost happened to me. I had two dogs, and then they both ran in separate directions. So I had to choose which one I was chasing.
Well, this is why you chain them to each other.
Well, I see, I'm not big on the whole leash, and you're just a terrible human being.
And then when they go the separate directions, guess what? They don't go anywhere. They just, and then they come back, and then they don't go anywhere.
Like a metal chain, like a heavy metal chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're good.
Just no.
Tie them to a tree. They ain't going anywhere. They're not pulling that tree out of the ground. You all right over there?
Yeah. She's napping, so.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm in good shape.
Dude. Yeah, so we're all in good shape because I don't want to catch it on the way home. What the hell did Barry say today?
No. Somebody did say that when they're cloned, they look the same, but they do act different.
So someone's done this before?
Like, I don't know.
I didn't know that was possible. But
I didn't either. I mean, I thought it was hypothetical, but I didn't think it was possible.
Did you see the story about the Dolphins, Kendrick Norton?
Yes.
How tragic is that?
Just awful.
Just got signed off the practice squad from the Panthers. They said that there was a chance he would make the 53-man roster, gets in a car wreck, driving his F-250, and 22 years old.
1 a.m.
1 a.m., arm amputated.
Hit a cement barrier. Also hit a 2000, which I don't know why we have to pinpoint all this, but he hit a 2015 Maserati was also involved.
Yeah.
But after hitting the cement barrier, they said it overturned the truck, and he sustained a lot of injuries to his one arm. And then when they got to the hospital, they had to amputate it. Can you imagine this? There goes his whole career.
Unbelievable. Yeah, really tragic. And you hope that, you know, he has a fallback plan, or he had some opportunities that he took advantage of at school or whatever.
Right.
Because, man.
He went to Miami, so he went to college where he was going to play. Yeah. And I was going to say the other thing that I hope is, I hope we don't find out that he was just drunk.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Because then you've really, I mean, you threw away your whole career on something like, you know, going out for too many drinks one night.
Yeah.
With Uber and everything else, as we've talked about in the past, especially a guy that's got a real chance to make a roster in the NFL, and it's got to be a sucks. Dream, and it just goes away like that, it's just, it's terrible.
Yeah. Very sad. Very sad.
So,
I mean, he'll be an inspiration for a lot of people, I'm sure.
I hope the Dolphins would make him like a sure coach or something. Suck. Or work him into some position within the organization.
Yeah, that would be good. At least for the short term.
I feel like a temporary opportunity.
Yeah.
Temporary.
Keep
position,
him around the team.
Yep.
Maybe, you know, he becomes
spirits up.
Really good at, you know, checking things out on video, whatever. He can give, you know, he still obviously played at a certain high level, a Division I football, and then to be around the NFL for 2 years, that maybe he could work into something. And then other news from the NFL that was devastating right before we went on the air again. Teddy Bruschi recovering from a stroke that he had last night. The good news, they said, he recognized his own warning signs immediately. Arm weakness, face drooping, speech difficulties. He's recovering well. It says, Teddy and his family, thank you for your ongoing encouragement. Kind words. They ask for privacy at this time. That, I mean, and of course, he has a career at ESPN. Yeah. So you don't know, though he noticed the signs, you don't know if anything like got to the point where he's going to have trouble now speaking or moving body parts or
who was who's the guy that breaks news with Adam Schefter?
Chris Mortensen.
Chris Mortensen. Mm-hmm. Didn't he have a stroke?
I don't. What? I think he went through some kind of cancer related or something like that, because I think he was going through chemo and other things.
Because I know he struggles with his speech pattern now.
I think that's because of what the he's been treatment? Through. But I'll
so you hope that you. You hope that Teddy's able to bounce back like that.
He had cancer.
That's cancer thought, that caused it.
That's what it says on online. He had a cancer battle. So I don't know exactly if that was what impacted his speech.
But definitely did. The chemo and all the treatment, I believe, what changed his speech pattern and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah, but throat cancer. So, yeah.
Good for him for battling back.
No doubt. So, some news out of the NFL. Just not very upbeat today, as we had those two issues to deal with. So, just throw that out for you guys so that you're informed. Other things coming up right around the corner now is Mike Jackson's going to join us. So, you guys have plenty to talk about in terms of UFC coming up.
UFC 239. We'll pick his brain a little bit about maybe the John Jones Thiago Santos fight and Amanda Nunes and Holly Holm. He's familiar with both fighters, but I'll get his take on it, because there was the whole thing about Amanda Nunes is claiming she's the best fighter ever, and the last person to do that was Ronda Rousey right before Holly Holm's damn near kicked her head off her shoulder. So we'll get to that as well. That'll be we'll ask him about that and whether he's going to show up and beat up Adam Clanton. That'll be fun.
I mean, Nick, you're the only guy of all four of us when Mike joins us that hasn't at one point or another had beef with Adam Clanton.
No, I've never.
Wait your turn.
Yeah, your day is coming, my friend.
He won't mess with me.
Before we get to any more of that fun and shenanigans, we're going to tell you about some serious business, and that is Infuse Energy. If you're looking for the energy provider in Houston, Texas, that can provide it all for you at the best rate, with the best deal, and be honest with you 100% of the time, go no further than the people at Infuse Energy. Josh Pesikoff and his staff have done a fantastic job to really make sure that they do what they say they're going to do. They give you the rate they say they're going to get you, and they take care of you before, during, and after the process. How do I know? I just re-upped with them for another 3 years. I signed on with them about 2 years ago, and they have saved me thousands off of the bills I was getting from my previous energy provider. And they do a lot of neat things, like you get a weekly bill, and then you get an email breakdown of when you used energy the most, when you used it the least, the hours of the day where your energy was highest, and all these different things that get you to further understand when you are using your energy. And that's a big deal, because you want to keep your rates as low as possible. Maybe the air conditioning's on too high during the day when you're not at home, or other things that maybe you can pinpoint to try and save yourself some money. They're all about that, because they're all about you. You're not going to get an automated system when you call them. You're going to get a human being. Just try it out. 844-INFUSE-2. 844-463-8732. You're going to get a human being that asks you as many questions as you ask them, because they're going to try and pinpoint the best deal and the best rate possible. You mentioned ESPN 97.5, you get a $25 bill credit, and you'll go from there. You can also check them out at infuseenergy.com, but I encourage you to call, because they're really going to take care of you and show you what kind of customer service they can provide. It's affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that always has your back. 100% green energy at your fingertips as well. Infuse energy into your life.
To get the latest and best content on where to go, what to do, where to eat, and where to drink, go to culturemap.com. The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You, the suspects, always loyal, always listening. And loving every minute of it, especially on an FEF Friday. And because of that, we were tipped off to...
Well, I saw it.
So, you tipped us off.
Yeah, so Mike and I follow each other on Twitter. And I saw him, and I immediately liked the tweet. And then I saw it was getting deeper, so I had to start retweeting some stuff. Yeah. But if you don't know, friend of the show, friend of the station, Mike the Truth Jackson, UFC fighter, boxer extraordinaire, entertainer. Got into it a little bit with Adam Clanton because Adam tweeted out that he's been through some racism. And Mike just asked him real kindly, what racism have you been through, Adam? And then it escalated from there. So joining us on the show now, Mike Jackson. Mike, what's up, man?
What's up, guy? Hey, we just follow each other on Twitter. That's as far back as we go, Barry.
Okay, we've
Barry,
been
when
friends.
When I see you, I'm smacking you for that one.
Okay, well, come up to the studio, pal.
What? Okay, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, well, both stations are in the neighborhood. He can make a stop at both places.
That's true. I mean, how long have we been? It's almost been 10 years that we've known each other, huh, Mike?
Yeah, been about a decade.
Yeah.
Look at that, man. Look at that, a decade in the books.
That's crazy stuff. Now, tell us what happened here with Adam, because I saw you at one point. It got to where you just said, well, I'll see you in a little bit. So what exactly happened, Mike?
Okay, so here's my thing, right? So people like Adam are the weakest of the weak, right? These people, like, they're bullies to people who can't defend themselves. And I'm going to give you an example in a second of some of Adam's characteristics. Hmm. So he puts out his statement saying, people have been racist against me. Now, I'm just looking at him. I'm going to assume he's white, right? So yes. I asked him. I said, if you're white, because again, now, if you're not white, then this ends here. But if you're white, there's literally no way for racism to affect you. Now, can people be prejudiced against white people? And can people, like, say you can't do this, that, and the other? Of course. That's life. But as far as racism is a power construct of the country, right? And so it's physically impossible for anyone non-white to be racist against a white person because we know who runs the country, right? Okay, so we're going back and forth, and I just simply asked him to give me one example. And this is where the white mediocrity of him comes out. And he says, well, I can give you an example, but you're just going to tell me that it's not racism. I'm like, wait, but I didn't ask you to do that. I asked you to give me an example and we can have dialogue. But because Adam is so weak, he didn't want to engage with me, right? Because he know what time it is. But what Adam likes to do is he likes to pick on people who are of no consequence. There was a guy who kind of had the same sentiment as I did and kind of commented at him. And then he goes on and calls this dude a pedophile. Mm. And I was like, wait. You could have easily called me a pedophile, but he chose not to. He chose to ignore me because he knows what time it is. He knows that he can't just talk to people like me and bully me because, again, he know what time it is. So he goes and bullies people who can't defend themselves. But that's what people like Adam do. They bully people who can't defend themselves. But Adam, that's not me, you guy.
Now, Mike, did you know that Barry mixed it up with him on Twitter about a week ago?
I must have missed that. Yeah. Tell him, please enlighten me.
Yeah, we got into it a little bit as well because there was just something happened where a girl said she would get a tattoo of a penis on her back if Tyler White hit a grand slam. And then Tyler White hit a grand slam. So I was like, yo, you going to come on the show? We'll raise the money to pay for the tattoo.
100%.
And then Adam was like, oh, that's creepy. Like, no, I'm not sliding in your DM. So he tried to make something out of nothing. And I took the high road because, you know, their show's struggling, and I wasn't going to give him the run. So,
I feel you. And I appreciate you for doing that, Barry. But that's why I come. That's why I take the mantle.
You weren't taking the high road.
I'm the secretary of counter-trolling. And that's what I do. And so when you got guys like Adam, look, these are keyboard warriors. He's like, see, Adam is a dude. Is like, he. It doesn't matter if he's well. He's just gonna say the most wrong thing, right? But he's gonna shout it at you, and he's gonna yell it at you, and you're just like, all right, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Now he's completely wrong, but you don't want to engage with that kind of behavior because no one gets anything out of that, right?
Yeah.
So that's what kind of person Adam is, and the people like him. He just following like his godfather in the office right now. He's just doing the same thing that dude's doing. But that's cool until you see him in person, and they can't keep that same energy because they know they're liars. So, Adam, I know you're listening, Adam. We're going to have this conversation in person. I just want him to give me – that's all I want. Is to give me one example, and he hasn't done it yet.
All right, let's move on to UFC 239 because I think we've gotten we've gone to the source and now we know the rest of the story. So
right.
You'll keep us. And by the way, tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter so they can keep up with this later on.
Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff is @TheTruthJackson. One spot. Follow along. We're having a good time.
There you go. All right, let's talk a little UFC 239. You excited for this card?
Oh man, I am really excited. Look. I'm excited anytime John Jones is fighting, and it doesn't matter who he's fighting because here's the thing. Like, John Jones is an artist, and his artist is violence, you know, or his art is violence. And so when he goes, it's same with, like, Anderson Silva. They go out here and they put on these beautiful displays, and you want to see that, right? So anytime he's fighting, I want to see it. Same thing with Holly Holm. When she's fighting, I want to see her fight. So I'm really excited about this card.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about Holly Holm because that's somebody you're very familiar with, having covered Legacy with Axis Fights and with Legacy, the organization itself. And we were at that fight. I'll never forget that picture that we got from TV when we saw her damn near kick a woman's head off her shoulders once. And then she did it again with Ronda Rousey. So let's talk a little bit about that because, you know, Amanda Nunes came out and said that she thinks she might be the best fighter of all time. Someone suggested that the last time a female fighter made that claim, it was Ronda Rousey, and then Holly Holm showed up. Could we be seeing that again, or is Amanda Nunes really that bad?
No. For the Rousey fight, I knew how that was going to go. Like you said, like I've been knowing Holly for some time, so it's all about styles making fights, you know? But this is a different – the women's MMA has evolved past Ronda Rousey, right? And so now we have Amanda Nunes who is – she's more of a complete fighter. She's not really good at one area. She's just good at everything, right? She's not an expert at one level. She's good at everything, right? And you have Holly Holm who is more of an – like as far as the striking goes, she's more on the expert side. But we saw what Amanda did to Cyborg, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. It goes back to the Ronda Rousey Holm. It's all about styles making fights. And Holly Holm and Cyborg have two completely different striking styles. Not to say that Amanda can't win and won't win, but it's going to be a much different fight for Amanda this go-round than it was for Cyborg. And as far as winning... I was like, yo, Cyborg is the GOAT. She's going to smash her. We saw what Amanda did. So it's hard to pick against Amanda, but I still like Holly in this matchup.
All right, so you got Holly. You got John Jones winning. Last one, is Ben Askren going to get his first L, or does he move past Jorge Masvidal?
You know, I'm a fan of Ben Askren as far as the media personality side. I've never really watched any of his fights completely. I've seen highlights. So all I know of is what people say about his grinding style. But we see what happens when people make the transition from other organizations into the UFC, and not everyone translates well. This is going to be a tough test for Ben, you know. But also it's going to be a tough test for Jorge because, I mean, has he dealt with a wrestler of this caliber? Mm. I can't recall.
No.
This one I can't pick because it's one of those, it's been coming into a new environment. How is he going to react to it? I legit don't know, but I'm a fan of both guys. And I expect a finish from either one of them.
There you go, Mike Truth Jackson. Follow him on Twitter. Keep up with the Clanton beef. This is going to be fun. At the Truth Jackson, Mike. I appreciate you doing this on short notice, man. Thank you.
Thank you, my guy. Have a good one.
All right, bud.
There you go, Mike Jackson, live and well, not in living color. He was on the phone, but we appreciate him all the same. And we'll continue to roll on. We've got 90 minutes in the books, 90 still to go of the show. So the second half is coming right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Here we go. Second half of the show. On an FEF Friday, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio, Gal Media, as we roll through a FEF Friday full of fun. Friends of the show who just joined us, like Mike the Truth Jackson. I don't know what F is going to go for your song that you created for Lance, but that's going to be pretty damn hilarious at 3 o'clock as well. So stay tuned
hope
for
it's
that.
Gonna be hilarious.
Well, dirty Nick, bitches.
Nick and I think it is.
Okay, good. Yeah. If you guys liked it, I'm confident then.
Yeah.
It made Nora laugh. So I had to play like the original clip and then I played the song and she didn't even know the context of it. I just told her like people made fun of his meat. She was like, what? Never mind. But she laughed, so hopefully
it, yeah, if Nora will laughs get a kick at
something, Nora's dead inside. So if she laughs at something, jeez, it's funny. What?
God, you just... I mean, you got to go home, not me. Today. So as long as she is okay,
guys,
with it.
I have a solid 1 hour of material that I do on stage where I can get 6 laughs a minute. And my wife, I'll do it for her. She would laugh at 2 jokes out of an hour. Trust me. If she laughs, it's
she's
fun.
Not on Twitter, right?
No,
that's good on both parts. Because avoid people, the fray.
People would be snitching.
People, yeah, no doubt. Suspects and otherwise would just be like, "Do you know what Barry said today on the air?"
She knows I call her dead inside. I tell her to her face, "You're dead inside. You didn't laugh at that." I call her my dream crusher because I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to do comedy. She's like, "Yeah, you probably shouldn't." Like, she's my little dream crusher. She keeps me grounded. She keeps me level headed. She's honest, so I know when she tells me something, she's not just telling me something I want to hear. She's telling me the truth.
Good for you guys, because that works coming at me. Going back the other way, it doesn't go
over
so well.
No, we're very honest with each other. I'll tell her stuff.
Yeah, I've learned the hard way.
Smart man.
Yeah, I've taken a couple of dings to the dome that I don't need anymore. No. F could be for Friendswood, because if you're in the Friendswood High School area, you can get there. We've got a deal for you as we give back to the suspects. Houston All-Star outfielder George Springer wants to play baseball with your kids at the George Springer Baseball Pro Camp presented by Houston Methodist. Kids in grades 1 through 8 can join George and his Houston area coaches on August the 5th at Friendswood High School for small group instruction on baseball fundamentals and fun. As you learn from the All-Star himself, George Springer. For all the information and how you can register to win a spot for your kid, just go to ESPN975.com. That's kind of a cool deal.
That is a cool deal. Only text we have right now says, please tell Nick to quit smacking on camera.
I can't even see. Are we on
Not
camera? Because our TV screen's out today.
Yeah, I don't know. They keep
smack on the mic.
Oh, God. No.
Is that what you're doing right now? So the vending machine is treating you well again?
Yeah, these
the guy that calls me fat all the time
because you are the
just
baked
chewing
the baked chips,
on the mic.
I'm not a fan of the baked Ruffles. I can do the baked Lay's.
Why
the baked Cheetos?
Yep, I'm down with both.
I can't do the baked Ruffles. I can do the baked sour cream and onion chips.
Try the baked sour cream and cheddar Ruffles. They're off the chain.
I don't think I've had the baked Ruffles yet.
Whoo, baby!
that good, huh?
Oh, man, they're good.
Really?
And so that, you know, coming from a cheesehead.
Yeah.
The cheese tastes pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah. I would check them out if I'm you.
Baked chips are a good invention. I'm glad that they gave us a somewhat healthy alternative.
I'm with you.
To potato chips.
By the way, how genius are the marketing people at the NBA?
Okay.
We've already talked about how through the finals and then the stupid TV show, whether you liked it or not, with all the awards, and then through free agency, the NBA has not only stayed relevant, but arguably with free agency, it made baseball be on the back burner at a time when baseball was in their heyday. They tried to announce their All-Stars on Sunday, and people were so enthralled and dialed into what was going on with free agency. I knew a lot of people on Monday that said, hey, when did they announce the All-Star starters? I'm like, that was already... He's like, oh, well, I was worried about was where was KD going, all these things. Now, I cannot believe this. And you guys, of course, will give me a hard time about this. But do you realize that the opening game in the Summer League, that they're televising all the games on ESPN, one of the opening games tonight is RJ Barrett and the Knicks against Zion Williamson in the Pelicans. They have sold the arena out for a Summer League game at Thomas and Mack Center in Vegas, which is a big college arena. And they are anticipating that the audience on ESPN is going to be huge just to see these two guys play against each other. That's genius by the NBA.
You watching?
Probably not. I might. You know what? If we're home, but look, Friday, Saturday nights are family time. Okay. So we may be doing some stuff. But if I'm home, I'll definitely check in on it.
You're going to tape it.
You see the rosters? Record it, by the way. I've learned. The rest of the rosters are not stellar.
No.
So hopefully they go one-on-one during timeouts.
Yeah, I'd watch it only if I was in Vegas. Like, I'd go to the game. If I happened to be in Vegas the same week, then I'd go watch that, like, in person. Yeah, but I wouldn't watch it on TV.
Okay, now that sounds like, oh, these are just words. You have all that stuff to do in Vegas.
Yeah.
And that's what you would spend your time to go do.
Dude, I tried. One year when we were in Vegas, I tried to get creds to Summer League. To one of the Rockets games. I mean, if you're there.
Yeah. Let me explain something.
If you're there and there is, you know.
These Summer League games are over by 10 o'clock at night. Things don't get really rolling in Vegas till after that. So we were there for league meetings and the Summer League was going on at the same time. So I would get done with the meetings and then grab dinner and then go over to the Summer League for a while and check some of the games. And then you go out.
No, everything is 24/7 in Vegas. I'm not wasting my time. With a whack ass summer league.
You go to the clubs
game.
And see who's hanging out and drinking and having fun at like 10.
I'm probably sleeping because I was up all night, first of all. Second of all, if I'm going to gamble, I'm going to go see the Grand Canyon or the Hoover Dam or there's all kinds of stuff to go do. Whorehouse for Nick. There's like, you could do a lot. You don't need to go to a summer league game. Where most of those dudes are never going to play in the NBA.
Some of us like basketball, so we can go watch Zion.
The reason why I'm saying it is because, like, if it's a random summer league game without a name, because Zion is, he might be a game changer.
True. It's like if LeBron was there.
Yeah, I saw LeBron's first summer league game.
Okay.
Yeah. RJ Barrett, no, not so much. But
no, RJ Barrett's going to be a player, though.
He is, but he doesn't have the aura around him that Zion does.
Now, true. As I'm chastising you in my head, I'm thinking, well, what about spring training? But you still get to see this all the stars at spring training, just not a lot. So I'm sure somebody's going to be like, whoa, don't send
Same
that
thing
comparison.
Here. They're all sitting in the front row with cocktails. Because it's in Vegas. Because it's in Vegas, all the guys go, and they say they're showing their support for their team. They're just another reason to go to Vegas and hang out.
Just chilling.
Yeah, some guys work out.
They get paid to do that. Or not paid, but that's all paid for them, huh? I bet.
They can. They can try and get away with that. Expensive. Because these guys all have like gyms that they can get into. Kyle Lowry works out in Vegas in the offseason and with Chauncey Billups and some guys. And so then they can head over and watch some of the games, get some exposure, and then pop back up, work out the next day.
Smart.
Yeah.
This old Kyle Korver thing.
Which part of it? You like him. You want him.
I do. I think they need to figure out how to make this work. I don't know how they make it work financially.
I like the Iggy move better, but I saw you giving your top five.
Can you do one or both? Because I know one you could possibly make a trade.
You could, right? Here's how the cards have to fall.
Crowder is a big name, too, that I like.
If he gets bought out.
Yeah.
I think Crowder is more than likely to stay because they're going to need some toughness and a veteran guy Memphis.
That was one of the first names on the list, and I think Memphis is starting over. And people were saying, well, you know, you don't need Crowder. I don't know. He takes the place of Kenneth Faried in my mind.
Jay Crowder is one of those guys that like to get up in James Harden's ass, too. So if James could add him, that it's one guy he doesn't have to deal with.
You got PJ,
he and PJ, two guys that used to give it to him that if they were on his side would be good.
And listen, let's be real. What was the Rockets' biggest problem last year? Rebounding.
And toughness.
Rebounding, aside from PJ. Rebounding and defense. I mean, defense is an issue, but that he's going to bring both of those things.
Yeah, and here's the, so you ask and you get them both. You can get them both, but then you want Memphis to just buy him out and get rid of Iggy. Because if you got to trade for Iggy, now you've got to give up enough because you're looking at Iggy's making 16, 17 mil. So you really don't want to work out a trade where he keeps that salary. You'd love a buyout where you can just tell him what you can give him, but he gets a chance to compete for a championship. Then same thing. Korver's going to get bought out. You can add him. I'm not as sold on Korver as I was maybe a couple years ago because I think he's slowed down a little bit. But obviously, he can still shoot the ball.
Sure. That's all you need him to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not bringing him in for defensive purposes. You're bringing him in to be what Green is supposed to be because he lacks the consistency. He's not. So you got a three-point threat. You've got a three-point shooter that you're down by six with 30 seconds left. You know you can get this guy, run a play, get him open. He's going to knock it down.
My point, though, being Cleveland played a half-court style most of the time Kyle Korver was there. Mm-hmm. If you play the style of play the Rockets play, I'm not sure that he can keep up at the pace.
How old is he now?
He's
37, 38. He has to be.
He's getting up there. And like I said, he's slowed down a little bit too, and he's had some injuries. So I don't know if he can play the Rockets pace.
To me, the alternative, the natural alternative.
He's 38 years old, so that's going to be tougher for him to get up and down the floor at the Rockets' pace. But boy, as a shooter, hard to argue with a guy.
But if you could get Kyle Korver for under 5 mil.
The minimum, right?
Yeah, you could get a better minimum deal for Kyle Korver. He said he either wants to join the Sixers, the Bucks, or the 2.4? Lakers.
Oh yeah,
last year was 2.4. It might be up. Doesn't it go up every year?
It depends on how many years of service too. But yeah, he's probably in that range.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like I said, Iggy, if it's a buyout, now he's getting all the money he was owed to him by the contract that he had signed with the Warriors. Mm-hmm. So now it's just a matter of where do I go where I'm going to be happiest, get the most playing time, or compete for a championship. It'll be the Rockets, the Lakers.
Yeah.
Those are going to be the people fighting for his services.
Cross your fingers, so, Rockets fans.
That'd be
cross
great. Your fingers. Yeah. All right, we'll continue to roll on. Going all the way through till 4 o'clock, then the Blitz joins us. Fred and AJ will be front and center as well. They'll take you all the way till 7. So we've got the full lineup going between now and 7 o'clock. You okay? All right.
Somebody just said in the text box, or in the text line, I don't believe what Michael said. People can be racist against whites. Racism isn't limited to only color.
And on that note, we'll
be back
with...
pretty much what racism is about the color of your skin.
So while we try to sort that out, you guys take a quick break with us and be back in just mere minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assume you knew...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go, wrapping up hour number two of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Barry, Nick, Joel, doing what we do, even though it is the Friday after the 4th of July. Hey, we're here for you. And so is the Blitz. The morning show guys, they all took vacation. So.
Dirty bitches.
You guys know who's dedicated. Speaking of that.
S the H.
Or F the H, which is what Nick and I heard.
Jefe sent me another one where he was just going to town. He was like, that's right. Suckle on the hole.
Was that the white in the white shirt? There's been several recently.
Lance has really lost it as of late. He is really coming off the rails, and I am thoroughly enjoying it, as is everybody else.
I feel like it's the culture here.
You think?
Yeah, it changes you because, look, Lance is a guy that's attached to the NFL Network, and he's always been a guy that, you know, he's like, he hangs up or he stops talking if it gets a little too edgy.
If Granato makes it weird.
Yes.
Which would kinda never happen.
Yeah.
No.
So
daily.
I think it's the culture here.
You think so?
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I was a nice guy till I met you.
Oh, wow.
That was
now I'm an a-hole because of you.
Yeah. I mean, I think that might be true because Joel, when we first started this show and crazy stuff would come up, Joel would be like, oh, I'm not. And now you're like leading the charge.
It's fun.
Yeah. So you might be right. It might just be the whole station brings that out of you. But we'll have the debut of Lance Z, MC Lance Z's.
We'll play the original clip too, right? So that way for those who missed it.
Yes.
Sure, you can hear the original rant clip first, and then we'll play his smash hit single Dirty Bitches.
We'll play the barity,
Lance Z.
The barity of the Lance Z.
Yeah.
Cuz DJ Boom Boom Pow mixed it up pretty good for him. Mm. Now how do you think Lance is going to react to all this?
I don't know. I thought about asking him and I was like, man, he's already out there. I mean, it was public, so it didn't get dumped. It was I don't think he's going to care.
But the fact that you made it a song, will he? Because again, we've been talking about the fact that he's been a little bit of a powder keg lately. You just don't know. Otherwise, he'd be like, yeah, you got me. That was good. Now,
you think he's going to be upset by the song?
I don't, I hope not.
No. I think it's his opportunity to bring back Rappin' Dad.
Oh.
I would gladly go in the studio with Lance and be the producer behind Rappin' Dad. We can make that happen.
Yeah, that dude there.
Rapping Dad?
No, just all of the different things Lance can do.
Oh, amazing.
Voice wise and otherwise. Yep. Fantastic. So, all right. So, you have that to look forward to as we get into hour number three of the show. Astros are at home tonight, hosting a 3-game set with the Angels before the All Star break. Verlander on the hill, his last start before the break. And I would dare I say, with a win, chalk him in, write him in pencil at least as a starter in the All Star game?
I don't think so. I mean, if he starts, it's going to be an inning. It's not going to be anything other than that. And because if he's pitching today, when's the All-Star game?
Tuesday. I mean, Sunday, Monday, 3 days, and he's going to pitch an inning or two, and then they just bump him back.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So if he goes Friday, today is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday would be, he would only have 3 days off from his last start. Usually you go 4 days and pitch every fifth day. So it would be an early start for him, one, and he would be, you know, it depends on how much he pitches today, too. If things get out of hand early and he comes out early, maybe so, and that might be something they consider, because that wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility of, hey, if we're down by 10 runs or up by 10 runs in the third, fourth inning, just come out of the game. That way you can start the All-Star game and do your thing, go an inning or two, but I don't think he goes more than that anyways, but boy, that's kind of a risk for a guy who shoulders, no pun intended, a lot
innings. I think even as he kind
he's of an innings eater, do you want to really down, add
yeah,
to
and
it?
He's had such a rubber arm, but I think it may, at this point in his career, mean something to him to start the All-Star game. I agree with you. I don't think he's going more than an inning, but I think that...
I think if I'm the Astros... To me, it's way more important that he get his rest, especially since it is All-Star Week. You're going to get extra rest.
Sure, but I don't think the Astros are going to say it's their place to say you're not going to start.
How about they announce him as the starter, and then he says thanks, but no thanks? Because I'm okay with that.
I don't know that he would be.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think it means that much?
I just think later in his career,
he got torched.
Yes.
Not a good all-star
Maybe that's
pitcher.
Another motivational reason why, especially with everybody talking about how strong the lineups are this year in the National League, that he might want to give it another go.
Maybe so.
So we'll see. But there's a couple of different candidates. But if he ties for the lead league and wins with a win tonight, if he gets his 11th, he'll definitely have strong consideration. And since Cora is the manager and Cora was his bench coach with the Astros, there's a little extra that says Cora might be leaning his way.
Could be.
So we'll see. Yeah. Should be a good matchup. Angels, obviously, coming off the really heartbreaking news that their pitcher Skaggs passed away. And we're still waiting to find out if there's anything more to it, but they found him in the hotel. Since then, they have not lost. They have been playing really good baseball. Mike Trout has been more than just at the average great Mike Trout. Yeah, he had, three home runs in 2 games. He's been hitting the cover off of it. So it'll be a nice little matchup tonight to see Trout and the Angels against Verlander and the Strohs. Yeah. Stros have got 5 in a row.
Yeah.
So.
I thought for a second you were going to say the matchup in the All-Star game. I was like, what?
No.
Yeah, you meant tonight.
Yeah, tonight. So, and Verlander's about to, with almost every start now, he's passing milestones for strikeouts and all the different things. So, a good one to watch at Minute Maid Park as they open up, like I said, the 3-game series to wrap up the first half of the season.
When do they come back from the All-Star break?
I believe next Thursday or Friday.
So they would just have the 2 days off then.
So they get...
Well, they would get Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
I think they start with weekend series on Friday.
July 11th. is their next game.
So the fourth was Wednesday. So it's that.
So
would be
next Thursday. Yeah, the Rangers. That's what I thought. I thought I heard that, but I wasn't. Was
Thursday. Yeah, there you go. So they'll get back Thursday. That's kind of tough for some teams. Because also, by the way, yesterday was the first time in the history of the Astros that they did not have a game scheduled for 4th of July. They were rained out only once in the early 80s and didn't play on the 4th of July. But they were one of six teams yesterday that did not play on the 4th of July. Very weird.
And I know Thursdays are travel days and all that, but that's still a weird deal that you wouldn't have a game on the 4th. They could have, you know.
Because it's a holiday, people don't work. That's why ESPN used to do baseball morning, noon, and night.
Right.
And everybody played it. It was like a weekend game. Everybody paid attention to it. So, yeah, the Astros, one of six teams yesterday that did not play on the 4th of July, and I thought that was a little strange.
Well, when the 11th fires up, they should be well-rested because they were off Monday for a travel day to Colorado. Right, right. They play Tuesday and Wednesday in Colorado. They were off yesterday.
Yep.
They'll be, you know, then they'll play for 3 days. Then they'll be off for three more days before they play again. So in the last 2 weeks, they will have had 5 days. And in baseball, that's a ton over 2 weeks.
For your pitching staff alone, it's great. But just for players that are coming back from injuries, for all the guys that the Astros have had and continue to have that are nursing injuries, God, can we get a Diaz back soon, please?
Yeah.
A lot of his Diaz, it seems like he's been on IR forever.
Have you seen an update on him?
I have not. And I have not seen if there's any rehab assignment scheduled or maybe during the break or something going on, because the sooner we can get him in, we can get Tyler White out.
I mean, the last thing I saw, June 9th, it says Diaz had a setback from his hamstring. So
yeah, that's the last time I had heard. That's early June.
Yeah.
Here we are in July. Can we get some kind of an assurance he's going to be back soon?
Yeah.
Because like you said, with all that rest.
I wonder if guys like Chandler Rome, I'm sure if they knew, though, they would publish it.
So, yeah, they should, but maybe we can ask some people. All right, so we've got 2 hours in the books, 1 hour to go of the show, and the Lance parody's coming up next, right? So that's a big deal. Stay tuned for the final 60 minutes of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.